You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We get to continue our Set Apart to Serve conversations today. We get to talk with two district presidents serving on, really, on two different sides, two different coasts, the East Coast and the West Coast. We're going to talk about that in just a minute and how they are learning and serving to encourage and recruit and form new church workers in their district. We'll have that conversation in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Mike Von Baron. He serves as president of the LCMS Northwest District. He also serves as a regent at Concordia University, Irvine. Dr. Von Baron, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Yeah, good to be with you. Thanks, Andy.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Bill Harmon. He serves as president of the LCMS Southeastern District and assistant pastor of King of Glory Lutheran Church in Williamsburg, Virginia. Welcome back to The Coffee Hour, Dr. Harmon.
It's great to see you again and be back with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, looking forward to chatting with both of you and learning about what's happening in your districts and how you are forming and recruiting church workers. Before we talk about that, though, let's talk about you as church workers. Pastor Von Baron, how long have you served as a pastor?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So 19 years as pastor at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Spokane, Washington, and actually served there for a year as a vicar before that. So that was the extent of my ministry, 20 years there at the same congregation. I was second career, had a short career in the pharmaceutical chemistry industry before that, and then spent time at Concordia Seminary St. Louis, and my vicarage and first call were both in the same place, and I spent my whole time there and just fell in love with the ministry out here in the Northwest. The opportunities to connect people with the gospel of Jesus, and just a wonderful place to be. So yeah, so about 20 years, and then about a year now in this role as district president.
A year, so still kind of learning about all the fun things you get to do as district president. We'll talk about some of those details in just a moment.
Yeah, Pastor Harmon, a lot to learn from people like Bill. Yep.
Pastor Harmon, how long have you served as a pastor?
I've served for a little over 26 years, and I was, I guess, what you would call a system guy, right? I went to Lutheran High School, Lutheran College, Lutheran, then right to Lutheran Seminary. My first call was in Michigan. I've served in Long Island, New York, and before becoming district president, I was pastor at King of Glory in Williamsburg, Virginia for about 15 years, which was, each place was such a joy and learned so much. And I just was elected to my second term as president of the Southeastern District.
And we're very excited about that.
And returning to King of Glory Lutheran Church now as assistant pastor, correct?
That's right. You know, we took a card out of the playbook of President Harrison, who also serves as assistant pastor. And my former congregation wanted to make it more formal. So I'd say they would be generous. About 10 times a year, I'm actually in town to actually help them in some way. And it keeps a nice connection. My family still worships there. And so provides me an opportunity to be part of a faith community and active on a local level, which I think is good and important.
Pastor Von Baron, fairly new to the office of president for your district. So in this first year now of serving as district president for the Northwest District, what are some of the things that you've learned are your chief duties and maybe some of the fun things you do as district president as well?
Wow. Yeah, I'm still learning. I feel like every week of this first year as district president, it was learning something new that, oh, this is one of my duties as well. I guess I should learn how to do this and find out where I'm going to fit that in the schedule. But a lot of it has been, for me in this first year, traveling around to visit our churches. We have 240 two in the Northwest District, and connect with all those church workers and the leaders of those churches as much as I can to meet them and get to know them. And a lot of the role has been helping supply them with church workers, and that's helping them with call processes, as well as helping them navigate, discern their decisions about how they're going to connect their community with Christ. And so working with their leaders on making those decisions. We also have 35 elementary, middle, and schools, and five of those have high schools, and then another 89 or so early childhood centers. So how are those ministries connected to their churches, helping foster the relationships between the church and and those school ministries so that they're effective for outreach for the gospel. So that's been a lot of it as well. And when you talk about what are some of the joys that go with it, I spent my whole ministry serving in Spokane, Washington, which is on the eastern side of Washington near the Idaho border, right along the Rocky Mountains. And this gives me a chance to travel all over Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Alaska, and we have a congregation in Hong Kong and a mission there as well. So having the opportunity to travel to all those places, I haven't been to Hong Kong yet. If the Lord sees fit through convention and I'm elected to remain in this position, that'll be a visit I need to make. But I'm getting to see a lot of the ministries all over the Pacific Northwest, which is kind of one of the most beautiful places in the country. And it's been fun to see it.
How often do you get to make it to Alaska?
I go to Alaska a couple times a year. Just came back from there a little over a week ago, spending 8 days in Alaska. That was fantastic. And yeah.
Nice. Pastor Herman, how about you? What are some of your chief duties as district president and a few of the fun things too?
Well, first, let me encourage my brother, President Von Behren, that I was told that it takes at least one full term to learn everything that goes into being a president of a district. And I'm going to say maybe a full term and a half it takes to learn. We'll see. There is a big learning curve, that's for sure. It's very different than parish life, but it's a great honor to, in some way, pastor church workers, right? And to be encouragers for laity to use their gifts to shine their light through their vocations. It's a privilege that we're given, and I'm really glad to be able to do it again, that's for sure. You know, for me, over the term, you know, visitation was also important, to be on the ground, to see where people are, to see the varying context. The Southeastern District has 7 states in the District of Columbia, and they're all very different and unique from each other, from York, Pennsylvania, all the way down to Hilton Head, South Carolina. And what I learned pretty quick is that no place is the same. And we wouldn't want it to be that way, right? They're each planted in their communities to be uniquely who they are, but with a Lutheran ethos. And that's pretty fun to see how they all do it and how they all make it work. And also, you know, as President Von Behren said, one of our chief responsibilities is helping find workers for our churches. And I think we can all agree that's a challenge synod-wide, but I might make the case that convincing people to come on the coasts can be an extra challenge. And so sometimes it becomes fun, if you will, to make phone calls to potential candidates to tell them just how wonderful it is to be on the East Coast or the West Coast, and to share with them that there are mission and ministry opportunities that are taking place. Probably the one thing that I've learned the most being district president is that it's a job that requires a great amount of listening. And that listening comes in throughout many situations. And some of it's for challenges, but some of it's also for joys, but to be present, available, and listening.
Certainly a valuable key, a skill and characteristic to have, to be a good listener, to be equipped to be a good listener is certainly valuable. Now, both of your districts have been involved in some of the pilot work of Set Apart to Serve. What are some of the things that you've been doing in your districts to recruit and to form church workers? Pastor Von Behren, we'll start with you.
Yeah. A number of years ago, we started a leadership initiative where we were encouraging an ICNU attitude throughout our congregations, where lay people and leaders of congregations, as well as church workers, would regularly be looking to see what are you seeing in somebody else that could be used for the sake of the gospel in their church? And how do you identify that and then raise it up? And on the heels of that, making some of those identifications and seeing that take root across the district, our youth and family life leaders in the district, and this includes professional church workers as well as those who are serving in volunteer capacity in that way, came together and produced a survey to do some research on what was it that caused the church workers we have in our district to go into ministry. And from that, they discerned they discerned really three things. One was that people in their lives who were leaders in the church were showing up well for them. The second was they recognized that they had a potential. And the third was that they said yes to them and encouraged them to step into some kind of new mode of service or leadership. And so from that, our youth leadership initiative developed, which was really around those three key things: knowing the individual, recognizing their gifts, and finding a way to say yes to those gifts. And so for us, that's been the core of our ability to see those new leaders and raise them up. And then when we recognize that they have the potential to be not just leaders in their youth group or in their context or in their worship or in their congregation, but they have the potential for church work too. The Set Apart to Serve resources are so wonderful for helping shepherd them into an educational pathway that can lead to professional church work. So we've been really excited recently to begin to pair a Set Apart to Serve and its resources with what we already had going on in terms of that leadership initiative.
Pastor Harmon, we'll share your story in just a moment. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll learn about what's happening in the Southeastern District as you are forming and recruiting church workers there as well. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we are continuing our Set Apart to Serve conversations with the presidents of the Northwest District and the Southeastern District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and learning about how they are forming and recruiting church workers in their districts as well. Pastor Harmon, Pastor Von Baron shared with us what they're doing in the Northwest District. What are some of the things that are happening in the Southeastern District that you're doing to form and recruit church workers?
Before I answer that, Andy, during the break, I was just thinking about Pastor Von Baron's church in Hong Kong, I think he said. And I am going to be petitioning that the Southeastern District get a church in Bermuda. So hopefully I'll be able to visit Bermuda at some point in this next triennium. We'll see. We'll see. As a missionary.
I think we would need to set up a studio for KFUO there as well.
I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I've been able to share with you before, you and Sarah before, that the reason I'm a church worker today is because someone asked me to consider being a church worker. You know, my dad was a blue collar worker. My mom was an administrative assistant. So we went to church, but thinking about serving in the church really just wasn't on our radar. So one of the things we're trying to do in the Southeastern District is create an atmosphere of asking and inviting. And so staff, wherever we go, whatever conversation we're having, we always make a plea and an invite for people to consider serving the Lord and His church. Every chapel that I do throughout our schools, it includes an invitation for the students to consider being a servant in the church. And that can be a pastor, a deaconess, a DCE, a musician, but it could also be a council member, an elder. You know, it can be a choir member. Just reminding them that being a part of the church community is important as well. We have a high school district youth gathering every year and a middle school district youth gathering every year that a group of the DCEs in the district organize and lead. And I make every effort I can to be there. And if I'm not there, so someone else is there to have that same opportunity to invite the youth to consider church work, to look at the mentors that have brought them there and to see that they can be doing something similar. We have three high schools in the Southeastern District, and we also try to visit those high schools and have some type of church work opportunity fair, if you will. And we use the Set Apart to Serve resources for that. In fact, we printed them. That the one document has all the different ways to serve the church. We print that out, give that to the students, page through it with them. So those are some of the ways that we're trying to engage the constituency of the district, if you will, and to say, hey, God may just be calling you to do something you never even thought about, but to serve him in this special way, and to also celebrate it. You know, that there's joy in this work, that there's privilege to be heralds of the gospel, and that God might be using them uniquely as they are to do that.
Why is this work so important to you personally, Pastor Harmon?
Well, for me, on a practical level, is we just see the shortage of professional church workers in our church body. It's not for lack of people. There are people. We just need them to know that maybe God's calling them, or to prayerfully consider it. And so, you know, again, just to highlight the Southeastern District, it's a unique place to be, especially if you've not been born and raised here. And so if we can find people who understand the context, who are willing to learn the communities and to come and be missionaries for the gospel, we definitely want to offer that and invite them to do that, because our churches want pastors, they want youth ministers, they want good musicians who know the doctrines and practices of our church and be a part of it. On a more personal level, you know, I think that I've seen firsthand in my own life what God can do when someone heeds a call. And people listening to this will probably remember, you know, I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm not a Hebrew tutor. Those weren't my gifts. Those are gifts other people have. But yet God still chose to shape and form a little kid from Baltimore to be a messenger of his gospel to the people placed before him. And if they can do that for someone like me, if God can do that for someone like me, he can do that for anybody. And we need people to recognize that and to realize it and to celebrate it.
Pastor Von Baron, how about for you? Why is this forming and recruiting of church workers so important to you?
Yeah, I think every generation in the church is faced with that challenge of who's gonna carry the charge of the gospel beyond our time. And I appreciate what President Harmon said about the call, that we truly believe in the call, and not just the divine call of a pastor or a church worker, but that God calls us out as the church. We are a called out people, and that's how God calls people to himself. It's not about self-identification. It's about the Holy Spirit who calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps us in the one true faith, as Luther said in his explanation of the third article of the Creed. And that has to do with that call coming from outside. And so if people are going to recognize that they can be leaders in the church, it's going to be because God used another person and the Holy Spirit works through another person to call them into that service. And I think that's what makes us different than the leaders of the world as well, because being called into that service really places you in the position to be a servant leader, which is what Christ was. He came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And one of the distinctive features of a servant leader, as opposed to a leader first leader, is that servants begin with a servant's heart, but then make that choice to step up and lead when they recognize that the best way to serve is by leading, when that's the need. And so if somebody else is sharing that with a person with a servant's heart, who, because they've been in the faith for a while and grown up with the story of Jesus, they're recognizing that they need to serve, and somebody tells them, you know, the best way you can serve is by being a leader in the church, and here's a way, a pathway to be formed as a leader, that's really calling them out in a unique way. And then eventually that becomes a divine call when they've gone through, if they're going into church work and they've finished their studies and a congregation says, we want you to lead us, that call through the Holy Spirit goes through the congregation to call them in that place. But So I think for all those reasons, that's how I got into this service. I was in another career as a pharmaceutical chemist, helping produce pharmaceuticals in a large chemical plant when there were others at my church who said, you know, I think you would make a good pastor. Have you ever thought about that? And the pastor of my church said, I think you'd make a good pastor. And my wife's encouraged me to consider it. And it all came from outside of me. So, and I think it's so important that we help the people of our congregations recognize that, that we don't just wait for church workers to self-identify and step into, oh, what do I want to do when I grow up? I think I'll be a church worker. We actually have to be intentional about calling them, because that's how the Spirit works.
What do you think, Pastor Von Behren, is it going to take for this to become a part of our culture, for that type of thinking and for those types of actions, for us to listen and to observe and to encourage, to build those relationships where we can have those conversations, where we encourage? What's it going to take for us to, for that to be a part of our culture as a church, as congregations, as schools, as districts, as the whole synod? What's it going to take?
Well, this is helping. Thank you for hosting these coffee hour conversations. And I think the more of these we can have, like President Harmon said, with kids in school chapels and with congregational leaders, I think that's what it takes. Just keeping it at the forefront of people's minds and inviting them to lift up their eyes and see what the future is for God's church.
Pastor Harmon, your thoughts on how this will become, what's it going to take for this to become cemented as part of our culture in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Yeah, I think that we certainly can do this, right? We keep having conversations, which is good, and we keep talking about it. I think that we also ask our congregations to take up a leadership role. You heard President Von Behren's story. You heard mine. It was people in the church asking. It just wasn't our pastor. It was the Sunday school teacher. It was the choir director. You know, it's different people. So everyone has a role to play, and it's not a later on type of thing. It's a now thing. How do we now make a difference in people's lives? Tell the acolyte they did a good job. Hey, and have you thought about going into church work, right? Tell the church council president who has a different career. Have you thought about God might be leading you into a new career? And I think we have to hear from our pulpits. I think there was a study. I know it's easy to say there was a study, but there was a study many years ago that said that if the senior preaching pastor isn't on board on an initiative in a church, it usually fails. And so we need our senior preaching pastors preaching the word from the pulpit, sharing the message of vocation, sharing the message of calling, as President Von Behren said, sharing the message of servanthood and maybe even sacrifice as we're called to then go out into all the world and proclaim this wonderful message of a risen, ascended Lord who desires for all people to come to the knowledge of his truth.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Mike Von Behren. He serves as president of the LCS Northwest District and regent at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Von Behren, thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, it's been a joy. Thank you, Andy.
And the Reverend Dr. Bill Harmon. He serves as president of the LCMS Southeastern District and assistant pastor of King of Glory Lutheran Church in Williamsburg, Virginia. Dr. Harmon, thanks for being our guest today.
A joy to be with you. Thanks so much.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.